Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild, subbing in for Maggie today, along with Angela Lang. I want to thank Tanya Atkinson of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin for being such a tremendous guest. She mentioned how crucial it is for people to call Ron Johnson's office, 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121, and urge Ron Johnson to keep his promise to vote against the bill. You don't have to tell him why. If you need to tell him why, maybe just mention the $3.3 trillion deficit that this is going to cause, because that's the issue that he was talking about all the time, that he didn't want us to take on so much debt. So just echo that and try to put some pressure on him, 202-224-3121. In the show notes, we'll have the numbers not only of Ron Johnson, but of all the representatives in Congress for you to access and to use. You got to give people a holler. And they count those. The staffers count the calls. And if they get more than 10 calls or 20 calls, they think it's a disaster. So it's really important to register your view on that. I just want to admire also Tanya Atkinson's courage at this time. There are a lot of crazy people out there with firearms. And I know the murderer in Minnesota had Planned Parenthood offices and officials on his list. So it's just like Sally Flores is risking a lot, Tanya Atkinson risking a lot by being out there. She mentioned the bill in Congress, which I call the big ugly bill or the big hideous bill. And I know Maggie's got other names for it. But I was trying to research it today and I came across Bernie Sanders, God bless him, giving a tremendous speech this morning on the floor of the Senate on this. So let's hear the first bite of Bernie, Jacob, if you would.
And when billionaires spend hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars trying to elect a president or a senator or a member of Congress, they're not making that investment just for the fun of it. They want something in return, and this legislation, big time, is what they are getting in return. So what is in this bill that they invested in? Well, if you are in the top 1%, you and the class you represent will receive a $975 billion tax break. $975 billion tax break at a time when the richest people in this country have never, ever had it so good. Further, this is really quite unbelievable. If you are among the wealthiest 0.2%, not talking about 1%, talking about the top 0.2%, you will be able to pay zero taxes on your $30 million inheritance. So all of you folks out there, we're waiting to inherit at least $30 million. Today is a good day for you. Collectively, you will receive approximately $211 billion in tax breaks for the top 0.2%. Congratulations, you hit the jackpot. If you are a large corporation and you want to throw workers out on the street and replace them with artificial intelligence, or maybe you want to shift your profits to the Cayman Islands or other tax havens, you are going to get a $918 billion tax break. Congratulations to the CEOs of large profitable corporations.
God, I love that. I mean, the thing about Bernie, he just makes it so real. I mean, because on the estate tax, for instance, in poll after poll, most Americans, you know, they don't like the estate tax because they think they want to pass whatever they've earned onto their kids, but they don't realize that they already can do that as long as they don't have more than $30 million. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have $29 million, you can pass all $29 million to your lucky offspring. And who listening to this show has, you know, an estate worth $29 million? It's not just the 1%, it's a fraction. It's 1/5 of 1% of the American public that's going to benefit from that estate tax thing. The other thing that struck me about what Bernie did there was he brought in the campaign finance issue. He said, look, The super rich pay for these campaigns, and this is what they expect in return. So that made me laugh when he said, this is a good day for you. This is a good payday for you. How did it hit you, Angela?
I mean, how much more clear can you be, right? And that's my takeaway, is that like Bernie's way of being able to really just be honest and paint the picture. We could talk about stats and statistics and all these things, but being able to paint the picture is something that he's always been really good at. And I think that's why folks resonate with him. And so on one hand, we're talking about these tax breaks, we're talking about the corporations, but also on the other hand, we've been talking with Tanya and all these different things in ways that folks are suffering, getting kicked off of health insurance, not being able to access care, inflation. People are worried about rising costs and rent, all these various things. And so that is also part of the context and the backdrop of these tax breaks. And it feels that like anytime, you know, average folks, working class folks, low income folks are going through it the most is also when these corporations and these wealthy billionaires get to also profit the most. We saw some of the richest folks get even more people were losing their jobs and struggling. And it feels very reminiscent of that time. The more hard times are for the average person, the more billionaires are able to fill their pockets. And that's disgusting.
Yeah, and I think the way Bernie speaks, he makes it so obvious to people. It's one of the reasons why this bill is so unpopular. I saw a poll on CNN that showed they're underwater by about 20 points here, and yet they're ramming it through. The number to call, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, if you want to weigh in on the big, hideous bill or on what Bernie Sanders just had to say about it. Or what he's just about to say, because we have another nice soundbite. Jacob, please play that one for us.
But while the rich and large corporations make out like bandits in this bill, what does it do for low-income and working families? Well, let me say a few words on that. If you are concerned about healthcare, which I suspect that everybody in the world is, this bill throws over 16 million people off the health insurance they have, according to the Congressional Budget Office, by cutting Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act by over $1.1 trillion. In other words, the top 1% getting a $975 billion tax break. And that is coming directly by throwing 16 million people off of the health insurance they have. This bill, for the first time, forces millions of Medicaid recipients who make as little as $16,000 a year to pay a $35 copayment every time they visit a doctor's office. So what is the impact of all of that? You throw 16 million people off healthcare. You charge forced people who don't have any money, pay a $35 copayment. So what's the impact of it? Well, this is not my view. This is what the Yale School of Public Health and the University of Pennsylvania determined based on a study that they did. And this is the result. And it is almost so horrific, so grotesque, that it is difficult to speak about. But they estimate that if this bill goes through with all of these cuts in health care, if 16 million people are thrown off of the insurance they have, over 50,000 Americans will die unnecessarily every year.
Wow.
50,000 Americans.
Now, that was a statistic I hadn't seen before. Mm-hmm. 50,000 Americans will die every year earlier than they would have otherwise. You know, this is, you know, they used to talk about death panels under Obama. This is a real death sentence for 50,000 poor Americans, according to Bernie Sanders. Wow. You know, and they, most of the folks in Congress can't relate to people on $16,000 an hour. That's right. Another part of the huge problem. We got Joe from Madison on the line, Angela. So why don't we take that, Jacob, if that's okay.
Hi, this is Joe. Are you there, folks?
Yeah, we are, Joe. You're on the air.
Yeah, great. Great show. Really valuable information, particularly from the last guest, and especially from Sally Flores, who, man, I talk about the heroes of America. She's right out there fighting for safe and fair maps. I just can't believe her fortitude. When we look at Bernie, we look at a guy who is of an age who could be sitting poolside and going, well, this is interesting, and not worried about it a bit. Yet he's still in there fighting. When I think about patriotism, which is where you started the show, was talking about patriotism and upcoming celebrations for 4th of July, I think about those people who keep pushing and keep pushing. Think of James Cameron out of Milwaukee, who put forth the America's Black Holocaust Museum to tell us all about this history, this awful history of lynching within our country. I think about people like Vince Lombardi, who push to try to have a diverse group of people on his football team, which put him at odds with the majority of what the owners were doing in other places. I think about the movie Selma, and I would urge people, 4th of July, stream that movie and just get a look at what people went through, ordinary people went through to secure their rights, an ongoing battle that still hasn't concluded. And I'm having Bernie finish off this hour just puts the frosting on the cake, because that's what it is. It's people like Bernie who keep pushing, providing the information, and keep pushing us forward for a more fair and egalitarian country. And it's such an important topic. I hope you return to it again and again during this week as we gear up toward 4th of July. Thanks, you guys. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, thanks, Joe, as always. Yeah, Joe always brings such thoughtful comments. And yeah, Bernie could have, hung it up and enjoyed being with his grandkids. And I just love everything she said about James Cameron, Lombardi. I've heard Joe talk about Lombardi before she mentioned it. I didn't realize that he was, right out there for civil rights. And there's so many people, that we didn't hear about, even if they're famous, that they stood up and did the right thing. Selma is a good movie. There are a lot of good movies to watch. About the civil rights era, certainly, and about, upholding our freedoms that we need to do here on the July 4th weekend, as we need to do all the time. But I did love the Bernie, though. And I found other quotes from him today as I was circling around. I mean, he was on Tom Tillis, the Republican from North Carolina, who's quitting because he dared to say he wasn't voting for the bill. I heard Bernie say that the Republican Party has become a Stalinist cult, that you can't criticize the leader without having a severe punishment, without being purged, essentially. So there's Bernie. Thank God for Bernie. And thank God for the Civic Media Radio Network, which you're listening to right now. I'm guest hosting for Maggie Dong, along with Angela Lang. And Maggie will be back next week, and I welcome your calls, 855-752-4842 on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back with a poem from Mary Oliver.